Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
8:46, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Dr. Kyle Happel, a Division Chief of Pulmonary and Critical Care Medicine at LSU Health New Orleans. Good morning, Dr. Kyle. How are you?
I am well, Tommy. How are you this morning?
I'm okay. I have a little bit of an issue with asbestos, and I was checked for it, and I used to work at Firestone as a kid, and I would blow out the brake drums because they told us to do that. They didn't know what was going on at that point, right? And it got in my lungs and all of that stuff. Is that the same asbestos that the EPA is planning to reconsider a ban on? Is asbestos asbestos? How does it affect us? I didn't mean to make that rhyme, but you understand what I'm saying. Tell me about it.
Sure. Yeah, asbestos, there's actually several different types of fibers that are asbestos family fibers. The problem is it's hard to know which of them are truly dangerous and which of them are less dangerous. The concern is we have overwhelming evidence that asbestos fibers, certainly many types of asbestos fibers, have been incontrovertibly linked to lung disease as well as certain types of cancer. And so the U.S. and many other developed countries have really walked back. In fact, we have not mined asbestos in the U.S. for decades because we really do appreciate now the significant lung hazards and overall health hazards of asbestos exposure.
So what is it exactly? Is this a naturally occurring thing, the asbestos, or do people manufacture this? I'm trying to get a handle on that. And how did we come to using it? And then all of a sudden, we decided not to use it, and mitigation became a major industry, and the EPA was very involved, but now they're saying that, well, maybe you can use it? I'm confused.
All great questions, Tommy. It certainly is a naturally occurring fiber. It's a hydrated magnesium silicate that you can mine from mountainsides and ranges, and in fact, the U.S. used to be a major, if not the world's leading producer of a compound called vermiculite up in a little town known as Libby, Montana. The unfortunate thing for the residents of Libby, Montana is where that it had lots of vermiculite, which was contaminated with asbestos, and roughly 10% of the population of that town died of asbestos-related complications.
Mm. So this was considered, I hate to say miracle, but a wonder product until it wasn't, right?
Yeah, it has amazing insulative properties. I think that everyone who's been in the New Orleans area for a while recognizes the fact that we've had many industries that manufactured products that contained asbestos because of its fire retardant and insulative properties. Many folks can remember the Johns Manville plant on the West Bank that manufactured roofing goods and insulation goods and all kind of sheet goods, PVC pipe, cement pipe, things that were reinforced with asbestos. It has some very desirable physical properties in terms of strength and insulation. The problem is it's just incredibly hazardous to lung health.
So what exactly does it do, doctor? What does this asbestos do when it gets into your lungs? I had the doctor explain it to me a little bit. I'm not really that sick, but I did have some damage to my lungs because of all of that from the brake dust that I breathed in as a teenager because nobody knew at that time, of course. But tell me what it does to your lungs.
Well, it can range from just changes on an x-ray, Tommy, that really don't have any symptoms associated with it. We can see things that we call pleural plaque. Sometimes they contain calcium so that they're real easy to see on a chest x-ray. Many cases, those are not symptomatic. They don't drive any kind of disease. Unfortunately, some cases do progress on to what we call a fibrotic lung disease, a disease called asbestosis, where the normally very fine structure of your lung becomes very coarse and actually fills in with fibrotic tissue, and it becomes very hard for gas to exchange in the lung, and that's the job of the lung. People can start to experience shortness of breath, particularly with activity, cough. Sometimes you'll get a sharp pain when you take a deep breath, and that's one of the unfortunate complications of you know, particularly longer term exposure to asbestos is what we call asbestosis. But the real scary one that we don't have a great idea that there's a like a dose response relationship to it is what's called mesothelioma, which is really an awful malignancy that can pop up in the lining surface of the lung in a way that you don't really have to have a substantial fiber burden exposure. Many cases of housewives who would wash their husband's clothes when they would come home from, you know, a plant or, like you say, an auto shop. And those folks who, they weren't in the shops, they weren't doing the breaks, but they just got enough exposure that they themselves died of mesothelioma.
Well, I had the worst of it because I wasn't doing the breaks. I was the helper that cleaned up for the guy that was doing the breaks. But let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back with Dr. Kyle Happel talking about the EPA planning to reconsider a ban on asbestos, and just, you know, I understood about a third of what you said scientifically there, doctor. I'm trying, but just from a practical standpoint, I don't understand how, you know, we can have lawyers on TV advertising about asbestos damage, but now we're saying that the EPA is going to reconsider a ban on it when people are...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Manifesting themselves today with problems that we didn't know existed then. So how do we know that's not going to happen 25 years from now? My mind just can't wrap itself around it. It's 8:51 traffic now, WWL. 8:57, 3 till 9, couple of minutes left with Dr. Kyle Happel, Division Chief of Pulmonary and Critical Care Medicine at LSU Health New Orleans. Lord knows I am no Dr. Kyle Happel, but I am a guy that worked with asbestos as a teenager in high school and went saw the lawyer's commercials and figured I'd go get tested and have a little bit of a problem as a result of it. So, Dr. Happel, what I can't understand is that if this was something we thought was good then, and then they had class action suits, and now the lawyers are saying money's available and the companies were held liable, well, if the EPA is even reconsidering a ban on cancer-causing asbestos, why would the companies be willing to take that risk when they've already been found liable by the courts, right? Am I missing something here or not? That's beyond the medical part of it.
I think it's a definite head scratcher to me as well, Tommy. The EPA has spent over $1 billion through their Superfund money, as well as other mechanisms to clean up asbestos sites in the U.S. We had just talked about one of the worst sites of all, Libby, Montana, where so many people died of asbestos-related disease. The evidence is just there. There's really just an amazing amount of evidence, both from within the U.S. as well as other countries that clearly document the health risks to this. And so I have to say, from a lung doctor's perspective, we have a great group of folks at LSU, all my lung doctors and nurses and therapists. We have the privilege of caring for people who have asbestos-related disease. And this is not something that you would wish on your worst enemy. And so we certainly, from a lung health perspective, could not advocate for a return to asbestos use. And, all developed countries have really walked away from asbestos. It's incredibly hard to even find asbestos used currently in manufactured products. There are still, many examples of buildings that have asbestos in it, but the asbestos is intact. It's not disturbed. And as long as it's, left that way, it's actually quite safe. And so it really is kind of confusing to me when I first heard about this as well. But you're certainly on the right side of the evidence that moving back towards asbestos is probably not the best of idea from a population health or individual health perspective.
Makes me scratch my head as well, and I'm no division chief of pulmonary and critical care medicine at LSU Health New Orleans. Thank you, Dr. Kyle Happel. I appreciate it. Have a great day, and thank you for everything you do. And it just makes me wonder if the companies have been held liable, who would want it? Who would want to engage in this? Who would want to do business with asbestos? And I don't. Something's missing here. I don't know. There's some piece of the puzzle that I'm not getting. We come back, and we're going to talk about racing at the fairgrounds this season, after Churchill Downs back down from their game, a Texas Hold'em. Then we're going to talk about the Pelicans draft. So a lot coming up. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.